Another 5-minute mystery. It was a windy, rainy night in March when a man staggered into the police station of a small town. He was cut and bruised and fainting from loss of blood. He held on to himself, however, long enough to tell his story. A strange story that marked the beginning of an even stranger case.
Speak up, man. How did it happen?
I don't know. We were driving along the Hildrick Road. My headlights were on full. It was raining so hard I had to have bright lights.
Yes, go on.
Suddenly, without a sound, another car came out of the night, racing toward us. I swerved, and then everything went black.
What happened when you regained your senses?
The car I was driving was turned over completely. I shook my wife, who was driving with me. She was dead.
I'm sorry.
I dragged myself from the car, and then I saw it.
Saw what?
A man standing on the road about 10 feet from the car. He was watching me, but it was his face. His face!
What about his face?
Oh, it was not a human face. Hollow eyes, sunken cheeks, and heaven help me, a grinning, fiendish mouth. Oh, I can't understand it. And where was the car that almost hit me? And why didn't I hear it?
Steady now. Oh. Those are questions we'll answer in good time. Hank!
Yes, Inspector?
Get me Jack Hawks on the phone.
Hawks? Daredevil Hawks?
Yes, Daredevil Hawks. Get going.
Right.
What's the lowdown on this job, Inspector?
Hawks, you heard that chap's story. He was driving along Hildrick Road, saw a car coming toward him, swerved into a ditch and turned over.
So what? It happens every day.
Maybe. But Hawks, 5 people have been killed on Hildrick Road that way in the past 2 weeks.
You think there's something to it?
I certainly do. Why don't they hear this car coming? Why aren't there any tracks on the road?
No tracks.
We've examined the road carefully after each accident. The marks of the victim's car are always plain. The marks of the car that caused him to swerve are nowhere to be seen. Why? I'll tell you. Hawks, there isn't any car.
You're deafy.
Someone, probably a maniac, Hawks, is playing tricks. Remember what the chap said about a man standing 10 feet away, grinning at him?
He's nuts.
Maybe so, but we're going to find out. We are going to drive along that road tonight at 50 miles an hour, and when we see that car, well...
Well, what?
Hawks, anybody can drive a car, but only one person can do what I want done tonight, and that person is you. Get it?
Daredevil Hawks, eh? I get it, Inspector. Let's go.
Haven't seen things so far. You know what you're to do now?
Sure. When I see this jalopy, whatever it is, coming at us out of the darkness, I'm going to hit it for all it's worth.
Right. Don't swerve under any circumstance. Hit it head on, and we'll see what happens.
Maybe we will, and maybe we won't.
Don't be pissed. Look, there it is. See it?
It's a car, all right. Hold tight, we're going to crash.
You all right, Hawks?
I'm cut a little, but I'm all right.
Got a flashlight?
Yeah.
Shine on the road there.
Okay. Hey, look at all the glass.
Yes, a mirror.
What do you mean, mirror?
A mirror suspended from this tree here. A huge mirror big enough to reflect a car. It wasn't another automobile we saw coming toward us. It was our own reflection in this mirror.
Well, if that doesn't beat...
Wait. There's the man we want, I think. You!
No!
Stop or I'll shoot!
He ain't stopping, Inspector.
Then I'm shooting. Oops! Come on.
Well, you got him all right.
Here he is. Turn him over.
Right.
Let's have your light. Here.
Here you are.
I thought so.
Who is it?
It was Dr. Rivaldo, a man whose inventive genius drove him insane, Hawks. He escaped from the asylum up here. They've been looking for him for days. Well, their search is ended.